Sportsnet.com today.
All right, we have a couple of things on tap here as we start another week on America Tonight. Hey, everybody. Hope you had a good one. Got a chance to chillax, as they say. I know I'm going a little bit old school on you. Maybe you got to kick your feet up. You didn't have to really shovel the snow. Or maybe you got jammed up by 23 inches. Man, it was bad in Minneapolis. And, of course, the mothership is in Minnesota, in that very city. We are in the satellite facility in Texas, so no snow for us. Some chilly temperatures, but nothing like what they're seeing in not just Minnesota, but Illinois. They had 1,600 flights that were canceled over the weekend, and Wisconsin, and all the way over to Pennsylvania. Heck, even in Florida, they're talking about really cool temperatures, worried about the citrus there, what's going to happen with the grapefruit and the oranges and whatnot. So once again, we're talking about the weather at the top of a show, and the fact that a Midwest blizzard just rages towards the east. So the East Coast is going to be the next to really get socked in, I think, by it. And for the people that chose to fly over the weekend, boy, tough flying conditions for them. You know, no doubt about that. Some other things that are making noise right at the top include the tax cuts and whether or not they're going to be extended. Will we see the freeze for the 2 years across all levels? Or will the drama about the rich shouldn't get it, will that play out and the Democrats get stronger and they get enough votes? That's the talk of Washington, and that's what we'll be talking about, I'm sure, part of what we'll be talking about with the tail end of this lame duck Congress this week. We're starting something exciting here on America Tonight as we've got reports from the Capitol, and there's so much buzz, and it affects all of us because, after all, the government is we the people, meaning the people we elect who represent us. So we're going to keep a closer eye on what's happening in our nation's capital, what's happening with some of these votes, as we've got somebody on the scene to report back and give us the latest scoop. That's going to be interesting stuff, and that starts on our very next show when some of these votes could go down. All right, back for a second to what happened in the Midwest with this blizzard and the fact that eight states had just mountains of snow. That's the best way to describe it. Too much snow to really handle when you're out there with the shovel, because if you didn't keep up with it, you know, you were drinking coffee and you're out there every hour or so if you're trying to do that. The visibility was terrible in Minnesota and Illinois and some of the same places I keep mentioning. Here's Greg Nelson talking about helping drivers and the fact that dozens of people were stranded. Of course they were, because the visibility was terrible along some of the main arteries and certainly the back roads in Minneapolis and beyond.
We lost track. I would say the numbers are probably over 100. We make sure that the vehicles are no longer attended, and we are moving them to safety if we do find them attended.
And that's what you do. You move them to safety if you can, right? Have you ever seen that? Have anybody listening to me? Well, I mean, think about it. We've probably talked about this before. The worst snowstorm, though, that you've ever been in. Mine wasn't a snowstorm. It was actually, oddly enough, having grown up in the East and seeing some blizzards and some brutal driving conditions. I still think the worst that I've ever seen was maybe it was, gosh, I want to say it was about 10 years ago or so, maybe even a little bit more than that, maybe 10 years ago. And in Dallas, I was working for a big sports radio station in Dallas, and they had an ice storm. I've never seen people drive like, I mean, it was like matchbox cars on steroids. It was crazy. And people trying to go over overpasses, and they would just crash. They would just smash right in front of you into the wall. And it was like, it really was like you were just trying to be a defensive driver in the ice, going around the overpasses. And I had to make my way to the airport, and I don't know how many cars I saw in ditches. It was nasty. I mean, crazy stuff, I'll tell you. So we do have a holiday coming up. And we've gotten through Hanukkah, basically, and now we have Christmas or variations of Christmas coming up here in a couple of weeks. And always a big thing is Toys for Tots or giving back to kids. And celebrities lend their names to this kind of thing. Tom Sizemore used to be one of my favorite cats because he's been in a couple of movies that I really liked. And then he got tangled up with Heidi Fleiss. And, you know, he's had his nutball-y side. But I've heard from some people that I know in California, he's really super good when it comes to kids and kids' causes. So he was happy to help and chip in. And Cali, here's what he said.
Just to get off yourself and help someone. I was born, I was a poor kid, and I know how much it meant to me, and it's just been a great experience for me.
So good for him. He knows what it's like to grow up with, you know, not very much, and those Toys for Tots things or things for kids and giving them gifts and whatnot so they have something, I think are huge this time of year. Speaking of gifts, Cam Newton from Auburn. Does that name ring a bell with anybody? Of course, he is the signal caller for them, and they're in the national title game. Here's his reaction to the excitement of winning the Heisman Trophy over the weekend.
First, giving all the honor and glory to God, you know, who is the head of my life. And without him right now, you know, we all would not even be here right now. So thank you for that. My parents do a lot of things behind the scenes that goes unnoticed. And this is not an award that, in my opinion, has been won. And, you know, my play this year, this is an award that's been won ever since, you know, I came out of your womb.
All right, the big question will be, let's see what happens to him as he goes along in his career. There have been plenty of Heisman busts, and we could do a four-hour show on that. And also in the quarterback ranks, while there's been some success, there have been quarterbacks who've won the Heisman who have certainly struggled. All right, a couple of other quick headlines for you. In Sweden, they were stunned by the first terror attack that they've had in 30 years. 29-year-old guy who had two kids who apparently was surfing around. So far, they can get this on them on Muslim dating sites looking for a second wife, but released an audio tape claiming jihad. Tried to or did successfully set off a bomb with two explosions actually in Stockholm, and he said it was because of Swedish participation in Afghanistan. There were a couple of people who were wounded, but that's it. It's a busy area, and if he had struck right, it could have been a lot worse. They're still trying to verify some of the details on this guy. And they're being careful about what they're saying, but apparently, and they're urging the people there not to jump to premature conclusions, but it's pretty obvious by the audio tape and then the tracing of the audio tape exactly what it's about. And here's now even touched Sweden. And they did raise their terror alert a couple of months ago because they had seen some strange activity. So it went from a very low threat to a lot higher. So, you know, there they go. They might have been expecting something to happen. But luckily, like I said, it could have been a lot worse if more people had been on the street in a very crowded area of Stockholm. But it didn't turn out to be. However, a couple of people were injured, and certainly that's no good. Stick with us. Coming up next, we're going to talk about the fairness doctrine and why you should care about a thing called the fairness doctrine, because it could change talk radio and some of your favorite hosts might be silent. Hang with us.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula. and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Nothing sets my hair on fire more than talking about the fairness doctrine and what that could mean to talk radio. No matter how you feel about who's on the air, people you hate, people you like, whatever, here's the deal. You can always shut somebody off, but you don't want to shut them up. Trust me, you do not want this fairness doctrine conversation to continue. It scares me to death when this is brought up again and again. For a while, it seemed like it was buried. But trust me, in the White House, that conversation hasn't stopped, particularly with David Axelrod. When he's asked about the fairness doctrine, he'll sometimes shove it off to the new man behind the FCC, but he doesn't like it. I know plenty of people that know Axelrod and say that this conversation has come up again and again and again, like Senator Tom Harkin from Iowa. He's another guy that talks about it. In fact, we've had him on the show in the past, and he is all for the fairness doctrine and having it come back to that in radio, which I think would be the death of talk radio. I mean, how many people would turn away, and how much would that hijack the opinions of the host, which we are all about, freedom of speech, right? All of you call the show with different opinions. I always say right, left, it doesn't matter. So joining us on the air is somebody who also gets pretty hot about this issue. He's a talk show host and an author, Brent Morehouse. Brent, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Kate, thanks for having me on the show. It's my pleasure.
I have talked to several people on the Hill about this over the years because this is an ongoing battle, as you know now, for the last couple of years especially. It gets hot and cold, as I like to say. You'll start to hear about the fairness doctrine, then it goes away. because then somebody kind of shoots the idea down. Oh, we'll just bury that on a shelf. But I don't really think it's buried. I think there are a lot of people that would like to see this in play. Do you think that we should really be really worried about this threat?
Well, I'll be honest and say that I don't think the Fairness Doctrine is going to be passed by this lame duck session of Congress. However, what is concerning to me is that the same warning, when you have a dog that barks and growls, they're much more apt to bite someone, right? And the
right.
same thing is true. We have key leaders in the United States federal government that are calling for the Fairness Doctrine. And for your listeners that maybe don't know what that is, it's the government monitoring, regulating talk radio, deciding what is fair and what's not. And that is a cornerstone of our personal liberties, starts with freedom of speech.
Boy, no kidding.
Just recently, now you're correct, Kate, that the Fairness Doctrine has come up and then it's gone down, it's come up. And what has happened, Dick Durbin, senator from Illinois, passed an amendment to the Fairness Doctrine bill that was labeled dead, but this amendment now is called localism. And so they're trying to, you know, resuscitate this this policy under a different name called localism. I'm surprised. Recently, Senator Jay Rockefeller, senior senator from West Virginia, he's been a politician since 1966. He said on public TV that he just wants the FCC to shut Fox News down, tell them it's over.
Right.
Howard Dean, former presidential candidate, head of the Democratic Party, he says that we need to bring the Fairness Doctrine back because Americans don't know what's going on. It's unbelievable to me, and I know that word unbelievable is it's almost lost its meaning when you talk about politics, politicians in the Capitol. I don't know if you heard Rockefeller's speech where he mentioned he wanted the FCC to shut it down. You know what he said? He said, it would be much easier for us to do our work here in Washington if this banter wasn't going back and forth on the airwaves. When he said that, the only thing I thought of was, you know, the Kremlin. Yeah, they thought it was much easier for them to do their work with Soviet Central TV and Pravda as a state-run media. I could not believe that a senior senator was saying this. He has chaired some of the most important committees in the Senate, and he is saying this. I just was flabbergasted.
Yeah, no kidding.
And, Kate, it's really something. It's not that we have to worry about the Fairness Doctrine being passed by this Congress. However, what's interesting is this administration has abused the presidential executive order to a level that's just astonishing. And with the FCC, Julius Genachowski, the FCC director, toying with this net neutrality policy with the Internet, I can see them trying to do something as far as regulation on radio talk shows and just bypassing Congress and just have the FCC do it.
Wow. And how? And of course, they would do it. I think they would do it. Absolutely. If they bypass, go to the FCC, I think we're all in trouble. And why should people care about this that are listening to shows like this one?
Like I said earlier, the freedom of speech is a cornerstone that all of our other freedoms are built on. And this happened before. In the 1770s, they didn't have radio or Internet, but they did have the printing press, and they had the post, you know, the post office, which was new technology for them. And what happened in 1770 in New York, Alexander McDougall had a political pamphlet printed, and he was thrown in prison for 3 months without a trial because the New York Assembly, we're not talking about the Royal Governor or Great Britain Parliament or King George, we're talking about the New York Assembly. They didn't like what McDougall had printed, and they threw him in jail. And what's interesting about that is freedom of press had been issued in 1695, almost three quarters of a century before that. And so my point is this. When you oppose a powerful central government, their policies, their procedures, they start to take a look at our freedoms as taking a back seat to their agenda. And I can go on and on, Kate.
Oh, I know.
There are, you know, do you remember the Disclosure Act that was passed by the House this year? That was an attempt to stifle freedom of political speech. And also the Citizens United versus the Federal Election Committee, that lawsuit that was brought to the United States Supreme Court. And we now know that Elena Kagan, she argued that case for the government before she was sitting on that court. And it did get voted down. And however, it wasn't a 9-0 vote or an 8-1 or 7-2 or 6. It was a 5-4 vote.
Mm.
And that bill would have prohibited corporations, you know, my small publishing company is a corporation. Almost every newspaper is a corporation. You know, so many things are corporations, and they put it under that language. Most people, when they present it that way, they think of big, huge corporations, right?
Sure, sure.
But there are so many 1- and 2-person corporations in this country, and it was amazing to me, Chief Justice John Roberts, who wrote the scathing opinion. That, you know, the federal government would want us to embrace a theory of prohibiting political speech from newspaper, radio, internet, and other media, and that's a cornerstone of our freedoms. And it was, again, a 5-4 vote. And now Elena Kagan is sitting on that Supreme Court. We know what her vote would be.
Sure. Yes, and so a yes vote.
Right, yeah, exactly.
And you think of this, too. Let me say this, and you know this. There's more talk shows now than ever, as my pal Jack from Down Under pointed out to me. There's at least 1,300 talk shows. I think there's even maybe a little bit more. So can you imagine, you know, the points of view that are out there, how damaging that would be?
Well,
it would shut it all down. That's what it would do. It would become lopsided in a different direction.
And also, something else, Kate, and I appreciate, I know I'm taking up all the oxygen here. something else I would like to bring up is that the reason that this is so damaging, even though the fairness doctrine is, you know, is not passed, right?
Right.
The reason it's damaging is it's intimidation for freedom of speech.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. Hey, Brett, hang on. We're going to continue this conversation on the flip side, because I think it's too important for all the listeners who love talk radio and love the free flow of ideas and information, and just the fact that it's, hey, freedom of speech, that I think more people are going to want to hear this. Back with more of Brett Morehouse next on the flip side here on America Tonight.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendovite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and 5 other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendovite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
I like to see you look right across the floor. I like to do it in serious telephone mode.
All right, we're back with Brent Morehouse here on America Tonight, the start of another week. And boy, do we have anybody who nailed the score. We'll get to that. Of course, my Eagles taking on the Dallas Cowboys. But you know how much I love doing this talk radio thing, and you know how many buddies I have in talk radio, and they've been guests, and we've talked about the great thing about living in this country, I say it at least once a show, is the fact that we're able to express ourselves, that it's about opinions, that it's about the freedom of speech. Can you imagine if that was snuffed out and we were told, you cannot do this, you have to do this, you cannot do the shows the current way you're doing them, and that's essentially what would happen. That's what would happen to shows like this one, to shows like, you know, pick a show, any shows, pick some of the giant shows, the dean of talk radio, whether you love them or you don't like them or however you feel about Rush Limbaugh, that would certainly cripple his show. So, Brent, as we're picking up that thread and talking about the possibility if it gets tossed to the FCC, and you mentioned Senator Rockefeller saying he just wants the FCC to shut the whole thing down, especially Fox News. And, you know, I mean, come on, it's pretty transparent why he doesn't like Fox News, because of how many people watch Fox News and get information from it. So he's upset that it's not going in his direction, obviously. And, you know, we've heard this now for a couple of years, and we know that the FCC is messing around with something else that we've talked about a lot here on America Tonight, and it's the freedom of the Wild Wild West, the Internet, and net neutrality. So all this kind of goes hand in hand. And I think sometimes when you turn a blind eye or the information's not out there and you're not talking about it and there isn't a rumble out there, I like to say it, you're not just laying in the weeds, that's when it becomes dangerous, because then all of a sudden you turn around and it's here and nothing, there's no opposition to it. It's been shoved down our throats, and that would be the danger of that happening, don't you think?
Well, I agree. And like I said before the break, the danger of this, even though the Congress may not attempt to pass it, the danger is the intimidation of free speech. You know, there's been talk about defunding NPR, National Public Radio, because it's, you know, it's funded by the public tax dollars, and which I don't think there's any need for the government to have its own radio or TV broadcast. That's just, I can't believe we put up with it for so long. And what's interesting, Kate, is Senator Rockefeller's wife, Sharon, is the CEO of WETA. That's a public radio and TV broadcasting station in Washington, and they receive tens of millions of dollars taxpayer money directly and through their large production contracts with PBS. Now, WETA has a balance sheet of over $130 million. Okay, they also pay NPR millions of dollars each year. And so here we have the Rockefellers who are knee-deep into taxpayer money with WETA. On when Rockefeller's on the Hill, he's saying, I just want the FCC to shut down Fox News, which he doesn't even understand. The FCC doesn't regulate Fox News. But
sure.
The point is, it's that, to me, is unbelievable. You know, people listening to this, you should stop and think about that. You know, we are bombarded 24/7 with news, and a lot of times we like to deflect the negative things that we hear. But this is something that I think you should take to heart, not only these comments being made by powerful leaders in the government, but the past attempts at the disclosure bill, the citizens versus the federal election case that went to the Supreme Court. Also, I'd like to talk briefly about the PCNAA bill. That's the Internet Kill Switch bill.
Yeah.
Hey, have you heard of that? Yeah.
Yes.
That passed the Senate committee. Now, it's wrapped in good intentions. And if you think about history, no aggressive or tyrannical legislation or act has ever been passed without being wrapped in good intentions. There's always justification for it. And this Internet Kill Switch bill, the government, they want to be able to turn the Internet off in case we get cyber attacked. Trust me, I've been in the software. I was in the software business for years, started in the 80s. The private sector is more apt to take care of itself regarding that than the federal government. It's just things like that. You know, there are approaches at limiting our freedoms everywhere you turn around. And,
oh, yeah.
Kate, you've been doing this for a number of years. I never thought that I would be speaking with, now you and I are strangers. We've never met each other. I have talked to strangers all across the country, hundreds and thousands of miles apart, about things I never thought I would be talking about.
Yeah, no, absolutely, no kidding. And that's the beauty of it. That's why I say that's the beauty of living in this country. And that's why I constantly, that's my thing about preserving as many rights as we have and freedoms as we have, because you don't want to see them slip away. But, and there's no doubt this would certainly butt its head, the fairness doctrine, if it were to come back, it would butt its head against the First Amendment free speech principles, no question about it. And right. We've talked about this. This is nothing new. There was legislation that was on the books before Congress that would reinstate it, would have reinstated it back, what was it, in the 90s, in 93. They were talking about it then, certainly, and the fact that and the reasons that were given is, well, this way there'd be reasonable opportunity for the other side of things, the discussion of conflicting views of whatever the public importance is. And to that I say, program other radio stations. You can have all kinds of points of view if you want, but you do not want to go back to that. You know, you'd have to go back to, what was it, that the Supreme Court case, we'd have to go all the way back to, I think it was the 60s, something, 69 or somewhere in the late 60s, and it was Red Lion Broadcasting versus the FCC. And if you remember what happened there, The court at that time said that it didn't violate a broadcaster's First Amendment rights, but the court warned that if the doctrine ever began to restrain speech, then the constitutionality would be reconsidered. So this is just a Pandora's box if this is
right.
Ripped open. It'd be a disaster, I believe, for all of us. What do you think, Brent, people listening can do? I think they can. I always say the same thing. You can put pressure on the people in Congress to make sure that it's on their radar, because they do pay attention to the emails and to the phone calls and all that sort of stuff. And maybe more of us need to testify.
Well, Kate, here's what I would recommend. Let me talk about just briefly, and the reason I'm going to talk about this, a book that I authored, Tea Party: The Awakening. It's something I didn't intend to do. It was a book that was really made me an accidental author, and now an accidental spokesperson about this. I would recommend to your listeners, if they're really concerned, look up a 912 group or a Tea Party group in your area and join it. This movement is about doing things. This movement is about education. Mm-hmm. It is not what you hear in the mainstream media. It's not what you hear the establishment in both parties say it is. This movement is not a faction of the GOP. The book, Tea Party of the Awakening, the first section uncovers amazing, amazing similarities between the 1770s and today that you will not believe that it is happening. The same things were going on then as they are today. It was incredible. And I stumbled across these. It wasn't a stroke of my genius.
Mm-hmm.
I stumbled across this by reading some books that had been out of print for decades. And then the second section of this book to further legitimize this movement. Many of your listeners may not have any idea what this movement is about. I have friends and neighbors who don't know anything about it. And that's the case with most people in the middle. They just don't know. They think, well, maybe they're a bunch of nut jobs. You know, the media paints them in such an ugly format. What you find out when you read the second section of this book is their stories. Hundreds of organizers throughout this country, they tell in their own words what motivated them to get involved. And so in a long answer, and not hopefully I'm not promoting this too much, Kate, but I believe
right.
that, you know, the goal is I do want people to read this book because it explains the Tea Party 912. It explains this patriotic movement that is just starting.
And if people want to get a copy of the book, because we're almost out of time, how can they do that?
Oh, go to Amazon.com. That's the easiest way to get it. And then, Kate, I would just recommend join a group. Look up a 912 group in your area or Tea Party group and join it. And decide for yourself what you're going to be best able to contribute to that group.
Yep, absolutely. All right, thanks. We appreciate the time, Brent. Good luck with your book and the crusade to not have the fairness doctrine kick back in.
Right.
How disastrous would that be? Thanks. You have a good one.
Thanks, Kate.
And as we're talking about, the fairness doctrine obviously has supporters, but the problem is it's like I keep saying, I don't want to parrot myself, but whether you like a Rachel Maddow, whether you like a Rush Limbaugh or don't like them, you want the opportunity to have the choice to be able to listen to whoever you want to listen to. And doesn't matter what your neighbor thinks, what your buddies think, whatever. It's your choice. You flip on the radio and you get and you put on who you like. And if you don't like them, you know, you can always change the dial. It is ultimately about the ratings, of course, for the people behind the mic. So if it's not working, it's not working. But you don't want to be dictated what you're listening to. That's not what this great country is all about. All right, coming up on the flip side, we got We Can Count.
Thank you. The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Go to hempusa.org, go to hempusa.org, and ask your legislator, and ask your congressman, and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder, seeds, and oil. Try our 5-pound sampler. And get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org. And call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org.
Time for another edition of Weekend Counts. We go to the movies this weekend. If you were not trapped by the snow somewhere in the Midwest, because you'd have to be a fool if you tried to make your way out of 23 inches just to go and see a flick and pay your $9 plus the $9 for whoever else took to the movies and then whatever else you bought when you were there, like the popcorn. Well, if you did go to the movies someplace else, Narnia was number one at the box office. You know what it finished with? $24.5 million. Yeah. And it's another one of those, I think, 3D deals. You know, the Chronicles of Narnia, the Voyage of the Dawn Treader or something, I think it's called. I think it's Treader. Anyway, the movie that was supposed to do a little bit better than C.S. Lewis's, you know, based on C.S. Lewis's book, the Narnia book, although, you know, there's a lot of kids that would go and see that, and certainly there were a lot of adults that might want to go see it. I saw The Tourist over the weekend with a bunch of friends. They wanted to go see The Tourist. You know who's starring in The Tourist? That would be Angelina Jolie and Johnny Depp. And actually, that movie was pretty cute. I don't know if it would be, if I was a guy and I was taking my woman to the movies, it was one of those date night things, I guess it would be worth it. I mean, not, you're paying $9 for these movies. This would be a better movie to watch, I think, however, on Netflix. You know, because it's doable, but I just don't know that it's the first run. You got to run out and see it immediately. However, I did go out and see it, and it came in second at the box office. It was like $17 million and change, something like that. So actually, with the star power of those two, that's kind of considered a bust, unless it picks up, and it probably will pick up on other shores. If it's not going to pick up in the United States, it'll probably do well overseas. In other words, but hey, you know what? The scenery was great. It was, showed all these scenes of Venice, and of course Angelina Jolie looked incredible in it, and you know, and Johnny Depp is clever. He's filming his fourth Pirates of the Caribbean installation. You know how I feel about sequels. Okay, he's now done 3, and now he's doing 4. Think of Rocky. This has the makings of Rocky. Now they're selling Rocky, the ultimate DVD collection. You know, I'm from Philly, and I get the Rocky thing, and I love the first one and all that. And I get the music and the excitement. I remember as a kid seeing it. But now, thinking of that and going all the way up to, what is it, 7 Rockies is ridiculous. Let's hope the pirate movies end at 4. I thought 1 was good. I thought 1 was great. 2 was pretty decent. And then you start to get a little weary after that. So what is 4 going to do that's going to really excite us and make us glad that we paid the money to see it at the, you know, see it in the theater? And it is one of those movies that you would be better on the big screen. I mean, there is that with that. So I think the Johnny Depp movie that I want to see is the 4th Pirates movie, just because of the curiosity and how well he played the part. But after 4, I don't want to see that. It's almost already too much. He was decent, though, in the movie with Jolie. I just don't think that they're going to reap the money back that they thought they were going to reap. Speaking of money, and that's what We Can Count is all about, after all, Steve Jobs apparently is owed some money, and he hasn't accepted small amounts of money that's owed to him by several companies, including his own. I happen to read this story. It's kind of funny, actually. And Apple filed a claim with the state of California saying that Steve Jobs hasn't claimed property worth $37.91. That's according to a listing with the state controller's office. Remember, I had that happen. Somebody sent me an email because I lived in Las Vegas, and then Cracker Jack Matt Johnson was on the case. He looked it up and made sure, and sure enough, I was owed like $250. So I actually got luckier than Steve Jobs did. But that's what you do when somebody's owed money. That's what you do with the property. California law, like other places, when it's abandoned or lost or whatever for more than 3 years, they throw it out there, and if it isn't claimed, then it's transferred to the state, blah, blah, blah. So can you imagine? You think he's worried about $37.91? Now, the rest of us, $37.91, I mean, hey, that's a couple of cheeseburgers. That's a couple of, maybe a couple of cheap lunches, right? Wouldn't you file if you were owed $37? You're darn right you would file. So I don't know. Maybe someone will file for him. I don't see him doing that, rushing to do it. You know, the ATM fees are interesting. I mentioned Las Vegas. If you go to a place like Las Vegas or another tourist spot, and I was recently in New York, as you know, because we broadcast the show from Liz Claiborne. We did the thing on domestic violence. And if you go and use an ATM somewhere in one of the hotels or whatever, I mean, they gouge you. I'm saying they gouge you. They take it right to your head, where you're paying 2, 3. Sometimes, I guess, in some casinos, you'll pay even maybe 4, maybe even $5 a pop if you're not careful about the ATMs. That's why a lot of people look for their bank ATM so they won't get charged. But sometimes that's not so easy. Likely, if you'll get charged at least $3 if you use another bank's ATM. And you'd be surprised how people are pretty cavalier about that, and it really, really adds up. You could end up, I just saw a story about this. They say that if you use an out-of-network ATM just once a week, you'll end up paying more than $200 in ATM fees in a year. Now, that is crazy. That's a ridiculous waste of money. There was a place in New Jersey that I used to go to. It was called Wawa. For any of you that know South Jersey or Philadelphia, it's one of those marketplaces where you go in and they have 50 different kinds of coffee and pretzels and cheesesteaks and whatever. But this convenience store, the beauty, and I think one of the selling points for them is, I don't know how they do it, but they don't charge any ATM fees. So when you go in and use the ATM, zippo, zero, nada. You don't have to pay that fee. That for whatever bank you use, it doesn't matter. Sounds like a small thing. $200 is a lot. $200 I would not want to lose in ATM fees. And because I got wise to this and I started to see, especially a lot of you guys around me doing that, I realized, you know what, I'm just going to, if I have to use the card, I have to use the card or whatever, but I'll be darned if I'm going to give all this money up just to get money out of some other machine. I mean, you know, there's just no way. That's too much of a waste of money for me. Okay, let's talk about ivory smuggling as our last story here on We Can Count, for this edition anyway, this hour. They say one Singaporean, that's what they're called, national, was detained, and they actually released another one over the weekend in connection with trying to smuggle raw elephant ivory out of Kenya, because as you know, it's very valuable. So what happened, both guys were picked up late Friday when they suspected that they were trying to, the specific number here, they were trying to smuggle 92 kilograms of the raw ivory from the Kenyatta airport while trying to get on board, figuring probably it's late, I'll get away with this, a midnight flight to Bangkok, Thailand, but they were busted. So they thought they were being clever, but with the enhanced security checks, they say, and the dogs, they found out immediately. They saw they've seen a spike recently in poaching and trafficking of rhino horn and elephant ivory in the last couple of months, and in the smuggling of it too, and the effectiveness of what do they need to do to stop the people who are doing the smuggling. And it's a canine unit that has actually been able to crack down some of these people who are going through security, and they found the stuff on them. You know, it's interesting. I didn't realize how serious this was, the poaching deal. But poaching is killing the elephant populations in Africa. So the World Wildlife Fund says that there's about 3 million to 5 million African elephants in the 1930s and 40s. That's what they had. The number in Kenya, want to know what this number is? It's talking about We Can Count. The population dropped by 85% between 1973 and 89. Now, some of the anti-poaching efforts have helped. So they're starting to see that the elephants are coming back, but there's a huge concern, and obviously you can see why with the poachers, and they're becoming more aggressive in trying to get that, especially that ivory out. If you have any thoughts on the show, share them with me. Send them to me at americatonight.net.